From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. German police say some 12,000 refugees seeking asylum in the European Union flooded into the southern hub city of Munich Saturday. More are streaming in today. Meantime, tensions are mounting in Hungary ahead of the government's promised crackdown Tuesday on migrants crossing into Hungary from Serbia. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim reports from Budapest.
The steady flow of migrants into Hungary from Serbia may come to a sudden halt on Tuesday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has promised tough action against anyone crossing the border illegally from that day onwards. Doing so could mean 3 years in prison. Trying to cut the newly erected fence could mean 5 years. Anyone entering Hungary will have to file for asylum. But first, they will have to prove they could not file for asylum in Serbia. The Hungarian Helsinki Committee Human Rights Group has called this a blanket authorization to reject 99% of asylum claims. The government has already moved several thousand soldiers to the border to bolster police already assigned there. Meanwhile, volunteers helping the migrants say they will continue their work. Ayesha Tanzim, VOA News, Budapest.
A spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation on Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of that country's ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about who's responsible for violations of the ceasefire accord. Security forces in Turkey say at least three police officers are dead this weekend in the southeastern part of the country in fighting between police and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near a police checkpoint outside the town of Cernak. Another police officer was killed in Diyarbakir province in a rocket attack by the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Over the past week, security forces carried out a massive military operation.